A sweeping series of policy changes covering healthcare, commerce, and the environment are contained in the newly issued report from the Green New Deal Commission for Sonoma and Marin Counties. The 10-member group, 5 from each county, spent 18 months studying issues and gathering input before distilling what they had learned into a blueprint for transforming the North Bay into, quote, a more resilient region guided by principles of environmental sustainability, economic equity, and social justice. Lisa Maldonado, Executive Director of the North Bay Labor Council, was one of the Sonoma County co-chairs.
I thought we took the best of Franklin Roosevelt and the stuff that was going on then, but we also folded in the kind of huge transformation around the environment and the greening of a lot of political movements. And so we tried to fit that together so that there was a social equity and social justice piece to what has been more about the environment and the world, not so much social equity. So we folded both together.
Doing so, says Commission member Carolyn Banuelos, required bridging a host of issues with differing agendas.
Water, agriculture, food, healthcare obviously was a huge theme, and then, of course, the civic commerce portion. As a commission, coming from so many different perspectives, we had a really hard time simplifying it a little bit so that it's easier for the public to grasp, because there's so much going on in the economy right now, and all of it affects all of these issues.
Progressive activist Norman Solomon, who helped convene the panel, adds that their broad scope helped identify some areas where like-minded people discovered their concerns and priorities diverged more than they realized.
I would say there's been a tendency to create laundry lists of things that, quote-unquote, we all agree on. But when people said, for instance, we can have these jobs where people can go out and put up solar panels and they'll get paid $8.50 or $9 an hour, great. And then when you get to the issue of, yes, but what does that mean for the lives of those workers, it doesn't sound so rosy.
In the current election season, candidates everywhere have been calling for the creation of more jobs. But Lisa Maldonado points out that not all jobs are created equal.
Everything's turning into, well, we need money, so there has to be a Target, or we have to get a Lowe's. You have a bunch of folks that if you ask them, would you work for $10 an hour and no benefits, and if your kid got sick, you couldn't take a day off, people say no. But they feel like it's okay for other people to work like that. We don't want just any jobs. We want good jobs, sustainable jobs.
Among the lengthy list of recommendations in the new Green Deal report is a call for true living wage ordinances throughout the North Bay, more funding for health care, including mental health, reduced pesticide use and water consumption, and sharply reducing the waste stream. None of these are easy fixes, Solomon acknowledges, so they will need to muster public support to press for political action.
The major need is to do the grassroots organizing and education, because historically, whether it's the civil rights or environmental or anti-war or other movements, there's change at the top because people light a fire under those officials, and the fire has to come from the grassroots. So that's our major task ahead.
The full report is available online at newgreendeal.info. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.